Our scripture reading for today is from Revelation chapter 7, John's vision of being able to see the things of heaven. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. So what's bothering you today? There's probably something in your life that isn't quite perfect and quite right. It might be a health concern. It might be something that makes you feel sad right now, or maybe even deeper than that, maybe even depression. It could be something that's maybe not quite right at home. Maybe you just need more sleep. Or maybe there's some things bothering your conscience, or possibly some work yet that needs to get done. This scene that I just read in heaven, thinking of this last week in the church, or when we think about the joys of heaven, this sounds so foreign to us, at least it does to me, this place of absolute perfection. While we here in this life are struggling with different problems and issues, and yeah, we can have good days and fun days and some joy here, but it doesn't last very long. And it's so different, this text I read, from the constant issues that may plague us in this life. And yet, here stands this group of believers in Christ Jesus who are enjoying this beautiful place. A Norwegian pastor by the name of Bishop Locke said this, "All these who stand before the throne, they were just like you. It's only a few days ago that they were weak and sinful, sad and tired, tempted and afflicted. And now they are sinless and perfect, happy and blessed, exalted and glorious." And this wonderful home of heaven, this home of absolute perfection, belongs just as much to you as it does to Moses and to Mary and to Joseph and to Paul and John and all the other great names of believers we hear about in Scripture. And here's why. Their entrance into that home is just like yours and mine, only through the work of Christ Jesus, only by the work of the Son of God. And it's only by that wonderful grace that God has blessed us with that covers our sins, gives us the holiness of Christ, so that we can someday be in that beautiful home above. Now, if you're like me, I have a lot of questions about heaven. What's it going to be like? What's it going to feel like to be in heaven without any trouble? What's it going to be like to eat the food that we all get to have, the feast that we have in heaven? And God gives us some little glimpses and insights, but in the end, he finally says, there's nothing in this world that I can compare it to. There's nothing, no matter how wonderful it could be in this life, there's nothing I could ever compare it to. One time I was in front of a number of children, and I took a helium balloon, a big helium balloon, and I had written on the front of it the word joy, or like think of the word happy. And I slowly let that helium balloon go up, and I was in a big room. And I said, sometimes there are things that make us more joyful, and the balloon goes higher. Maybe some days a little more less joyful, but then there's other things that make us really joyful. Maybe something we get to go do, but then it comes back down the next day. And then I finally let the balloon go, and I said, in this life, there's always going to be a ceiling, a top. The balloon banged on the ceiling. There's always going to be a top to the joy and happiness we can have in this life. But imagine if we were to go up and cut a hole in the roof and let that balloon go, how much higher that joy would go. Just to give us a little picture of the happiness and joy and bliss we will have because of Christ in the beautiful home in heaven that is described for us. One of my favorite Bible passages is this, that in heaven, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Just think of that. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Let's make sure we hold on to this wonderful Savior by faith so we can all sing his praises together, just like you children have done so beautifully for us today in heaven. Amen. Let us rise to sing our final verses. May the triune God of your baptism, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Go in peace. Amen. Please be seated. Let's thank our choir for coming all the way up and playing for us. So wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God's blessings on your day, and if you're late for class, big deal.